Genesis, chapter 12. Now Yahweh said to Abram, Get out of your country, and from your kindred, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse, and in you will all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram went, as Yahweh had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls who they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Yahweh appeared to Abram, and said, To your seed I will give this land, and there he built an altar to Yahweh, who appeared to him. And he removed from there to the mountain on the east of Beth-El, and pitched his tent, having Beth-El on the west, and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar to Yahweh, and called on the name of Yahweh. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south, and there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was intense in the land. And it came to pass, when he came near to enter into Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, Now see, I know that you are a beautiful woman to look at. And it will come to pass, when the Egyptians will see you, that they will say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save you alive. Say, I pray you, you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that my soul may live because of you. And it came to pass, that, when Abram came into Egypt, the Egyptians saw the woman that she was very beautiful. And the princes of Pharaoh saw her, and praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he dealt well with Abram for her sake, and he had sheep, and oxen, and he donkeys, and male slaves, and female slaves, and she donkeys, and camels. And Yahweh plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram, and said, What is this that you have done to me? Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, She's my sister, so that I took her to be my wife? Now therefore here is your wife, take her, and go your way. And Pharaoh gave men charge concerning him, and they brought him on the way, and his wife, and all that he had.